Last Chance U had been a Netflix football docuseries for 5 years before the network decided to dip its toes in the college basketball season last year. Netflix cameras followed the day-to-day of the East Los Angeles College Huskies as former D1 prospects try to reclaim a chance for a scholarship and a shot at the next level. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show. John Mosley is the charismatic coach of the ELAC Huskies, East LA College Huskies, one of the bigger JUCO colleges in the nation, and he's back with me today on the show. So let's start, John, right on the ground floor here with our listeners who may not have seen the Netflix series Last Chance U. Explain what this is all about, will you?
Well, you know, what's interesting is they target these community colleges all over the country. And there's stories there that we don't get a chance to see. You know, we have March Madness and NCAA football. And so we see these athletic or these student-athlete stories. They're highlighted at the universities, are marketed well. And then you have the high schools. You know, you have your kids that you have the parents supporting, and you know, we have this great because everybody has to go to high school, so we have that. And so there's stories there that showcase. But right in the middle, there's the community colleges that have these student athletes that don't have an opportunity to maybe make it to the 4 year, or they leave the 4 year for a certain reason. And so they target these student-athletes at these community colleges, and we were one that they picked. They went to East Mississippi Community College, Independence Community College, and Laney Community College. Three previous schools were they highlighted football, and they decided to shift and go to basketball. Tells the stories of these young men who've had struggles, and for the most part, a lot of them, over half of them, were great players that possibly could have made it professionally or will make it professionally if they can just get through this second chance. If I would say, you know, it's kind of like a second chance on life, and that's kind of a handful of the guys that I get, are guys that need second chances, or guys that are that weren't necessarily prepared academically. They got in trouble at universities, and so these are the young men that we get, and a lot of them come from these tough socioeconomic backgrounds, which put them in this situation where they did not respond or handle situations at the university level. They got in trouble, and they kind of come back home and try the community college to kick start their athletic and academic career again.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, Last Chance U is really the story of redemption, story of second chances. But you and I, John, both know as followers of Jesus that's the message of the gospel. That's why Christ came. It's why he died, to give us a second chance, a chance at redemption, right?
Yeah, well, if you knew who I was, I mean, I was Joe Hampton. I was Deshaun Hyler. I was all of these guys. I had all of these same issues. I had academic issues. I had salvation issues. I had poor response issues, and there was some out there that had a heart for Christ, and they kept pouring into my life. And then Christ, he had the compassion for me as well. He was long-suffering. You know, he waited for me to come out of it, man. He allowed me to come out of it in my early, and that's a long time. You know, some of us don't come out of it until we're 40, 50 or whatever, but he allowed me, you know, and in my 20s, and he had compassion on me, and that's what we got to have for others. We got to realize that there's something going on in each. There's a diamond in all of those young men, but there's something that's preventing them and just keeping them in this poor response. And we got to have that relationship and go deeper and figure out what's going on in their lives and in their hearts. And if we can have that relationship, they see you care and you have that compassion, then that's an opportunity where they can come back. They can come on this side. I saw that Christ cared. I saw these people caring in my life when they were pouring in. And that allowed me to break down the callous, to break down to where they can open up and God can come into my heart. So I think that's the message is in that redemption, man, that God can come in and that second chance, that second opportunity. So grateful that I'm in a position that I can, that God has put me in where, there's a level of discernment, a strategic discernment that he's given me. I think I'm a better discerner than I am a coach. I don't know. And I think he just allowed me to coach and have fun doing it. You know, like there's a discerning of spirit and understanding what needs to happen at that moment. And I think that's probably a gift that God has given me to be able to, you know, I don't want to brag or anything or say anything like that, but I think that's my gift, not the coaching. You know, everybody says, oh, you're a great motivator. Yeah, whatever. I think God has given me the discernment to see what I need to see in those young men to help bring them back onto the other side.
All right, John Mosley, head coach of the East L.A. Huskies basketball team, the JUCO program, and the star of the Netflix series Last Chance U. This is not our last chance, though, Coach, to get together. More to visit about. So if we can, let's carve out a few minutes on the next sports and commentary. All right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.